exciting times we live in.
Yes. Yes.
Lift our expectation. God is on the throne, and He is ready to reveal Himself through you and me.
Hallelujah.
As I've shown this overhead PowerPoint from September, Rosh Hashanah, this is the Jewish New Year, 5777. Now is the time for each of us to position ourselves in victory. Are you tired of being a victim in some ways?
Sure.
You can decide for it to be over now and walk into victory, because the sword of the Lord is moving across the earth, and God will have His way.
Yes.
He will have His way. And if we will align ourselves in the position that He seated us in, we can expect times of refreshing, strengthening, to taste of His love and His power in a whole new way. Are you ready? I am trying to make my PowerPoint go, and it's not. Mike, would you help me to go? That's okay. The next one. Do you see sevens every place? Yes, the Jewish is 577. Our calendar is 2017. Sevens every place. What do sevens mean? Sevens means there's a sword. And look, this is the Jewish word for seven. I may not say it correctly. It is spelled Z-A-Y-I-N. And the Jewish letter pictures is like a picture graph. Zen. And we've got sevens every place. And sevens means perfection, maturity, completeness, wholeness. And as you look at this Jewish word for it, here we see a sword, a weapon, an arrow, a royal scepter, and look at the top, a crown. God says, I have a crown for those who will trust me and walk with me, because I'm raising up the bride of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to respond to my sword. And when it hurts, you yield to me, because God is saying, I want to cut off of you something that has caused you pain and you didn't even know it. And so as we move forward, we realize that God, as Revelation 19:7 says, let us be glad and rejoice and give Him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife, bride,
yes,
that you, He's
yes,
calling, has made herself ready.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay, now I want us to know that when you realized there's nothing you can do to earn your salvation, it is all by the blood of the Lamb, and you said, Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. When you did, it was a free gift, and He came in, and He sealed it by the Holy Spirit, and you're His, period, over and out.
Amen.
But you became a son or a daughter. But then He said, I want to make disciples. Disciples is the bride of Christ. And disciples means, in Philippians 2:12, He says that we work out our salvation in fear and trembling. We don't work for it, but we work it out. Why? Because He says, the wife has made herself ready. That means He wants a partner. He doesn't want a robot. He doesn't want somebody that's irresponsible. He wants you to partner with Him in being transformed into His image. Are you ready to be that partner?
Yes, ma'am.
He says he is so excited about you. When you received him as your Savior, he gave you a new heart. He made you a new creature. But your thinking had a lot of work to be changed.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to learn to choose his will, not your will.
Amen.
And you have to let your emotions be a servant to you, but not your master.
Amen.
And you have to learn and make yourself ready by letting him be God, not by you being God. And it means learning to trust him. All of us, say that includes me.
Includes me.
All of us have been hurt. Some more deeply and widely than others. All of us have been traumatized to some degree or another. And we simply tried to survive. I want you to look at this picture of a beautiful castle. You are a beautiful castle that Jesus, by way of the Holy Spirit, chose to come live in you. Now, I still have not been able to grasp that. The God of heaven and earth living in me? Living in you? Yes, he did. He moved in the beautiful castle that you are the day you came to know Christ as your Savior. But you know, because we had not been our mind renewed, our emotions healed, our unmet needs met, and our wounds healed, when trauma came, because do you know that when you, the real you, left the glories of heaven from Father's heart and came down and was conceived in your mother's womb, all hell was set against to try to destroy your gifts, to destroy your calling, to mess up your mind, to hurt your emotions. All of that happened, but God said, those that want me will partner with me and let me turn all of those things for the good. But until that happens, when the trauma came, our body and soul didn't know what to do. Because your spirit was dead toward God before you were saved. And then once you were saved, you had to learn to unpack what was put in your spirit and apply it in the real now with him. But you see, before that, the soul and the body took over. The soul and the body said, well, I've got to protect myself. So I put up a whole bunch of walls. And at first, it felt safe behind those walls. Because there's somebody was maybe abusing you, telling you lies, hurting you. And you put up that wall and you said, okay, now I'm safe. And you took a deep breath. Now I'm safe. But do you know before long, those walls that you put up became a prison. Became a prison that you were locked in and you couldn't get out. And you didn't know what had happened to you. You didn't know what had happened to you. Because you had swallowed the lies. You had been defiled. You had been misused. But God says today, now is the time that those walls can come down if you will cooperate with me. So I want to go into that just a little bit more detail by looking at this tripartite picture that I have on the overhead to let you see with the diagram what I've described just now. When you came to know Christ, the body and the soul were in charge. They had no other choice because your spirit was not activated through salvation. Now, I don't know about you. I was raised in a Christian family. But I didn't know that when I was doing the best I could, that I was simply surviving and I was living behind strongholds. I didn't know until 20 years after my Christian salvation that I cannot live this life. Now, I knew I wasn't doing a good job, but I thought it's because something else hadn't happened to me. I hadn't found the right partner. I don't have enough children. I don't have enough money. I don't have the right house. I don't have the right wardrobe. I don't have something that must fix this. 20 years. And finally I realized, man, I'm 29 years old. Life is going by and I'm going to miss it. And I don't get another chance. And then it was when he said, you can't live this Christian life. Galatians 2:20 says, it's me to live through you moment by moment. And I had not been taught that. Because I thought I was to handle everything that I could handle, and I thought I could handle more than I could. There was only a few times that I just was desperate, and I'd fall on my knees and say, God, help. And he came every time. But most of the time, I didn't know to do that. And as a result, lots of strongholds were built in my life. I survived. We each survived. But he said, now is the time that we walk in transformation. How are we transformed into his image? He saves us like that when you accept him as your Savior. But the walk of transformation is a process that all of us will walk in until we're face to face with him. And what is it? That walk of transformation is learning that in your spirit, when you're trusting the Holy Spirit to relive Jesus' life in and through you, moment by moment, unpacking and looking to God for everything you need, and telling the soul and the body to submit to the Spirit and the Holy Spirit, your human spirit and the Holy Spirit, transformation happens.
Hallelujah.
Transformation happens. And that is such good news,
yes,
because
yes.
Do you realize that the God of heaven and earth, the God of heaven and earth, rules and reigns today because he paid the price for your sin. Every unmet need you have, every wound you have, everything you need, he paid the price for it. He has all authority that has been given to him by his Father in heaven and earth, because he said, you did it, son. Now all my brides can come in that are willing to follow me as a way of life. I love this picture by Robert Bartow of a castle and us wielding the sword of the Spirit and saying, I'm ready to make myself ready to be the bride you created me to be. I will cut off every lie. I will cut off every unbelief. I will cut off every doubt. I will cut off everything that is imprisoning me,
yes. That
I wrongly thought was protecting me. I will lay it down. I will take the sword, which is the Word of God, which is what you always measure your life by. And as we do that, I want to submit to you something that I've seen work in my own life. It's taking Matthew 18:18 and applying it a little different than many times we apply it. And isn't that the versatility of the Word of God, that He allows us to do that? So I'm going to share with you some keys today, because God uses many, many, many different keys to meet our unmet needs, to heal our wounds, and to open us up and tear down the strongholds. Now, how are strongholds different from anything else? Some months ago, I shared with you about vows that I had taken that had brought curses upon myself. And we can do that without even realizing it. Say, I'll never be like my mama or daddy. Or I'm going to do this, I'll show you. Or whatever. And what we're saying we want is good, but who are we saying is going to do it? Us. I was mistreated, so I will never mistreat. But I tell you, if you make a vow or make a curse, and you can look back in the archives of our messages and go listen to that one, you can repent and break it like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Now, there's demonic strongholds, and the demonic strongholds serve a prince of this world. Who do we serve?
Jesus.
The King of Kings.
Hallelujah.
So the demons have to bow to the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But strongholds are a different matter. Strongholds were put there in place by us, making conscious decisions, and probably over a long period of time. Strongholds are pulled down gradually, giving us the opportunity to make ourselves ready and participate in the transitional walk and the transitional process as we pull those bricks down one by one. And it takes time. Are you willing?
Yes.
Are you willing? Okay, what I'm submitting to you is to first bind. Bind what? How did you leave the glories of heaven from Father's heart? When you left the glories of heaven from Father's heart, you were one with Him. You were perfect. And you were altogether wonderful. And then you got released to this contaminated, defiled earth, and got all kinds of mess on you. That messed with our minds, messed with our wills, messed with our emotions. And God says, I got the key. Remember that you are bound to me. Your spirit is bound to me. So you consciously say, I release my spirit to be where it's supposed to be, situated in the heavenlies with Father, and to remember who He said I am, and to unpack it. Okay, now the soul and the spirit, the soul and the body have been trained to be in control. And so therefore we say, soul and spirit, I bind you to my spirit and the Holy Spirit. I'm now leading by the power of God. And you, soul and spirit, will learn to obey. Rest. And so do what you were designed to do. Simply interpret what the Spirit receives from Father to earthly language. You interpret what the Spirit learns from the Father to earthly language and apply it to yourself. And body, you be bound to the Spirit for excellent and perfect health so that you can fulfill your destiny.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You've bound yourself to your God. in every way. And I just did something here and lost my light. So here we go again. Now that you've bound yourself to God, what are you going to lose? Whatever is your problem. You lose anger. You lose fear. You lose intimidation. You lose poor health. You lose whatever is your big bad enemy that is tormenting you and keeping you from seeing God's perfect will. You lose it. And I usually end up saying, as this next scripture says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down and destroying and loosening is the same thing. It's the same word. You are destroying, pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments at every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So when I find myself being afraid that I cannot communicate with y'all clearly, I know that's a lie from the enemy, because it's not me that communicates. It's the Holy Spirit that's speaking to each one of you now. So I have to say, I loose myself from the fear that I won't be what God wants me to be. Whatever it is that you struggle with, you loose yourself from that. And I end up saying, and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the Most High God, which is what that scripture talks about there. And you know, when you do that, you are fulfilling God's will that heaven comes to earth in you, through you, and around you, and releases the kingdom of God every place your feet walks. Isn't that good news?
Yes, it is.
Because you're walking in the power of the King of Kings, yes. And all demons have had to bow to him.
Hallelujah.
When he was on the cross.
Yes. Yes.
And as you know that and believe it, they have to bow to you.
Yes.
When you're walking.
Amen.
In his power and his presence. Now, I love this picture by Robert Bartow about this sword hitting into the stone. All of us have stony areas, but the word of God divides to the dividing of the sunder of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and the thoughts and intents of your heart. And every unmet need in you, as you will allow the word of God to work in you and cut away all the lies, all the trauma, and bring healing, you will have it. It won't be what we as Americans like to have, an Instamatic now. Put it in the microwave and it's done. It is a walk of choosing him and not ourselves. Choosing his will and not our will. But do you know what?
Hallelujah.
He says, you have to give me permission.
Yes, ma'am.
God will not walk into your life and take over and clean up everything. What did he say? He wanted a partner. He wanted a wife, a bride that would participate. So he will not walk into your life and take over. You have to give him permission.
Yes, ma'am.
So I say to God, you have permission to do anything,
yes,
you want to in my,
yes,
life. And when you show me that I have messed up royally, I will take whatever steps you direct to undo my mess and to cooperate with you, that transformation happens.
Yes.
I will cooperate. There is a cooperation there.
Yes.
And as we cooperate, you will come out of this prison and you will stand on the rock proclaiming his liberty and his freedom, his love and his life. I didn't stop to count exactly what month it was, when it was, but a time, a good long time in the past, there was a hole within me of unmet needs. And every time I was aware that I could not fix situations I wanted to fix. You know, that is a weakness of a teacher. because you know the truth and you think everybody else wants to know it as much as you do. And if they don't, it's easy to get into persuasive mode to persuade you. You got to do this. I mean, you're going to get out of prison. And so for time after time, I struggled with, I can't fix this. But I was believing a lie that it was my fault. Was I perfect? No. But I wasn't God. I'm not God. And I have to release everybody to let God be God in them. And that hole hurt every time I didn't see the fruit I wanted to see in lives and in relationships. And I just would double over before the Lord. And each time I doubled over, I would say, God, I release my spirit to look from the heavenlies and see from God's viewpoint. And I unpack what you have for me. Now, soul, I bind your mind, my mind, to the mind of Christ. Will, I bind your will to the will of the Father. Father, you get to work any way you want to, whether it's the way I think looks best or not.
Yes.
I'll submit to you doing it your way. And my emotions are raw and they're hurting, but I bind them to the heart of Father that I feel his heart. And I bind my body to you for perfect health. Now I loose myself from the lies that the enemy has told me and I've agreed with. And I ask you to, as we together, I believe what you say and walk in it whether I feel it or not. If I'm manifesting the fruit of the flesh, I know that the Father is not, that Jesus is not reliving through me. And I immediately stop. I drop down into the Spirit that's within me. And I remember he has all authority. I stay there until I have his peace.
Yes.
And know that he knows what he's doing. And as I stay there and get that peace, then I arise to obey and release the fruit of the Spirit towards someone, whether I feel like it or not. And I can tell you, after doing that for about 6 months, one day I found myself in a similar situation that I'd been in years. And that hollow, hurting place wasn't there anymore.
Wow.
I could realize, no, it's not the way I want it to be. But then I'm not God. And I have peace to walk with him, letting it be his way, whether it's my way. And whether I understand or not, I will trust a God that I don't fully understand. I will submit to a God whose ways are higher than mine.
Amen.
And I will continue to bind myself to him and loose from myself anything that's keeping me in this prison. And I tell you, my friend, as we do that, we will come out of the prison. We will walk on the road of our destiny because his word is true. I have this scripture on my wall at the foot of my bed from Psalm 16:6, and I regularly stand before it to remind my mind of reality. Walking with Him is reality. Walking in the lies and the hurt and in the bondage of the strongholds that we have made, those things keep us in prison. But when we will break out and walk, in Psalm 16:6, it says, "The lions have fallen for me in pleasant places, and I have a good heritage."
Yes.
When I feel bad, things are not going the way I want them to, I look before that scripture and I say, "Thank you, God. I bind myself to what you say. You say that the lions have fallen for me in pleasant places." Don't feel it right now, but then feelings are not my master. You're my master. So I praise you. I praise your holy name that the lines have fallen from me in pleasant places and that I have a good heritage. Are you ready to claim yours?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to lead us in prayer, and I will not manipulate you in any way, but if I say anything that you agree with, you agree. And I'm going to take the liberty to pray over you the way I pray for myself. And if you don't want it, you just think about what you're going to do this afternoon and cut it off. If you do want it, you open up your spirit and your soul to receive. So, Father God, we come into your presence and we thank you. We thank you for your plan that you wrote in the book about us, that we have a good heritage and the lines have fallen for us in pleasant places. And so, Father, today we thank you that when you gave the most precious thing in your life, your only begotten Son, so that we can know you and walk with you and experience you as a way of life, we thank you that you've opened our ears, you've opened our heart, you've opened our eyes so that we can see the truth and walk in the reality that you have given us. Now, Father God, you say that we have to give you permission. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we give you permission to do whatever you have to do to remind us to have our spirit released to you. So, Father God, we say to our spirit right now, Spirit, look into Father's eyes with dove's eyes and look no place else. Reside in the heavenlies where you're designed to live. Seeing from Father's perspective and seeing what Jesus did for you. So, Spirit, we encourage you. You are designed to wear a crown. We're here to take that crown back and to unpack everything Father has packed in for us and that Jesus won for us on the cross.
Yes.
And so we say to you, yes, you did the best you could, and that's okay. But now's a new day. Now we bind you, soul, to follow the Holy Spirit in my spirit. Your time of doing what you were not even designed to do is over. Now you just relax and listen to what Father is saying through my spirit. And you interpret it to this earth realm so that we can know the truth and abide in it. Relax now, Spirit. It's your soul, it's your time to just be an interpreter, translator of the Spirit. Now, we bind our mind to the mind of Christ. We bind our will to the will of the Father. And we bind our emotions to Father, that we feel His heart and not be guided by our past and our pain. And we loose from ourself every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the Most High God. And every, you fill in the blank of the thing that torments you the most. We loose ourselves from that.
Yes.
And we release ourselves to embrace your will. And we bind our body to the flow of the healing river from the throne of God, that we may have excellent health to release and walk out your destiny in us. And we thank you, Father, for how you're doing that. And we accept your strengthening, your refreshing, your endurance, to remember that this is a walk, not a sprint. That this is, each time we do this hard thing, transformation is happening. And we're looking more like Jesus, even though we don't feel it. So, Father, I pray a fresh protection over everyone under the sound of my voice, that they hear from their God, they obey him, and they bring heaven to earth through their walk. And we thank you for how you're going to do that. In Jesus' name we pray. So, in closing,